This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Former Providence Mayor Buddy Cianci has made it official. He's gunning to lead City Hall again. He filed the paperwork yesterday at City Hall to the delight of supporters who say Cianci was a good mayor. Critics point out that Cianci's last stint at City Hall ended with a conviction for racketeering conspiracy. Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst Scott McKay is here to delve into what a Cianci run means for the capital city and the state. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
So how are people reacting so far to the news that Buddy Cianci is back?
Well, where you sit on this one is where you stand. Those who like Buddy see him as a credible candidate, believe it or not. Others think that this is just, once more, Providence, a city that just can't get out of its own shadow. I mean, he was first elected when he was 33 years old, 40 years ago.
And why do you think that now, at age 73 and undergoing cancer treatment, Cianci's running again?
Well, there's a few reasons. First of all, he seeks redemption. I know he says he doesn't, but he does. He seeks vindication. Here's a guy who basically was dragged out of City Hall the last time and put in an orange jumpsuit and sent to federal prison for 4.5 years. No politician likes to go out that way. And Cianci really seeks that. There's another issue that no one really talks about. He doesn't. But he has a nice juicy pension awaiting him if he can get it. He's never filed for it, but it's there. It's probably worth $100,000 a year or so. And if he gets elected again, it would be very hard for anyone to counter and say he shouldn't get his pension because of the honorable service provision. If he's good enough, if the voters say he's good enough to be mayor, well, there's honorable service. That whole argument goes right out the window. And I think he really is a man who enjoys campaigning. A lot of politicians say they like meeting people, they like campaigning. They really don't. They actually just do it because they want to win.
So, Scott, let's take a look at Cianci's record. As you mentioned, his supporters say he was an effective mayor despite his convictions in 2 felony cases. What is the reality of that record?
I think you have to look at his sentencing judge, Judge Ernie Torres, who said, you know, Mayor, you're a Jekyll and Hyde. There's the good buddy and the bad buddy. And we've seen both over the 21 years that he served as mayor of Providence. There was this city's greatest cheerleader, someone who was out there every day working Providence, going around the country, bringing conventions here, bringing art to the city, bringing all kinds of things here. Then there was also the buddy Cianci, again, chased from office twice with felonies, the guy who set the template for this awful pension mess we have by giving the public employee unions, who were a big base of his support, the police and firefighters especially, these ridiculously high 6% compounded pension COLAs that are just unsustainable.
So if the good Cianci made Providence feel better about itself, brought some business here, the bad Cianci, as you mentioned, ended up in an orange jumpsuit. Scott, can you explain exactly what happened there? Cianci was convicted in the 80s of assaulting a man he thought was having an affair with his wife. Mm-hmm. Then he was ejected from office again, serving time for racketeering conspiracy. Scott, what exactly did Cianci do to get that conviction?
Well, basically, what the court decided, the jury decided, it was a federal jury, and what they decided was they agree with the prosecution that painted a picture of Providence as a city for sale, essentially. And if you wanted things, you went to City Hall, they caught his top aide on tape, famously an FBI informant, taking a $1,000 bribe in an envelope and putting it in his desk drawer. And people decided that the evidence was sufficient to convict him of racketeering. Now, there was an awful lot of sturm und drang about that conviction because a lot of people don't think that it was fair that an elected official should be charged under this RICO racketeering statute that really was mostly applied to organized crime mafia folks.
And what about today, Scott? Do you still see shades of that system in place in Providence today?
Oh, every once in a while you see that stuff. And look, let's not be naive. We live in a state where the House Speaker's office in March was busted by federal agents in his house, both at the State House and at his home. So, you know, corruption, Rhode Island's always had this kind of cloud of corruption. And I'm not sure if it's better or worse than anywhere else. That's something for the political science professors to figure out. In Massachusetts, the last 3 House speakers have all been convicted of corruption. So it's not unique to Rhode Island, but we certainly seem, for a small state, to have our share of it.
And given Rhode Island's reputation as a corrupt state, how do you think another CNC run will play in the national media?
Well, it's going to be two things. One, reporters love stories. They love narratives. They love the rise and fall, or the fall and rise of politicians and other people, too, entertaining. We're in a celebrity culture, and he's our smallest state's biggest political celebrity. So there's that. The other side is there's going to be a certain amount of kind of, oh, here we go again, Rhode Island, the state, again, that can't get out of its own shadow. Will we become a national laughingstock? Will business folks say, why would I want to move there? I mean, you know, you're going to have to pay people to get anything done at City Hall.
And Scott, what issues do you expect CNC to focus on during this mayoral campaign?
Well, he gave a pretty good speech. He's going to talk about regionalization. He's going to try to do a little bit of a nostalgia tour. You know, when he took over at City Hall in 1975, the day he was sworn in, they were boarding up the Biltmore and moving the pianos out. Now, what do we see? A city again where just a chip shot from the Biltmore, we see the tallest iconic skyscraper in the city, the Superman building, so-called, is empty. And I think he's going to talk about how he's a guy who can get Providence moving forward again. He's going to talk about the 90s when that forest of cranes was hovering over downtown, when they moved the rivers, when they built the mall, even though that was really Governor Allman's deal that got the mall done. He's going to talk about all of the things he did and probably talk about, try to change the subject from what actually happened in many cases.
And despite his past, many Providence residents continue to cheer CNC. Here's Jim Lineberger speaking yesterday in downtown Providence.
I think I'd like to see him run again. He was great in the city. All right, let's see him run again.
What about CNC makes people so willing to forgive these past transgressions?
He's a colorful character. He's one of these guys who's quick with a joke and a light of your smoke, as the song says. And CNC is a colorful guy. He's funny. He's engaging. He's a great street politician. He really does love the limelight, love campaigning, parading around Federal Hill. He's like a boulevardier who runs around the city, hits the night spots. Like I say, he has a drink with you. He chats with everybody. He's got these great stories, and people are attracted to him. The problem is he's got a ceiling. He's got a hard base, but he's also got a ceiling. And there's a lot of people, perhaps 40% of the city, won't vote for him under any circumstances. However, he's going to have a four-way race probably in November, and this is how he came back in 1990. This general election will resemble a big primary, and Buddy CNC can win this with 32-33% of the vote, which is just what he did in a three-way race in 1990. Anybody who knows anything about Providence politics, whether you like him or loathe him, knows one thing. Don't ever count this guy out.
And we have just a few seconds left, Scott, but what do you think CNC really has to do to win a third mayoral race, given the forces in play in today's Providence?
Well, he's got to put together a campaign, which he doesn't have yet. He's going to have to put together a decent campaign. He's going to have to talk about the future, and he's going to have to show people that there's not just a redemption tour. And that's going to be a difficult pivot to make, I think, for him.
Well, Scott McKay is Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst. Thanks for being here, Scott.
Thank you, Elizabeth.